How long can food stay in the danger zone? Many food businesses underestimate just how quickly food can become unsafe at room temperature. The danger zone, also called the risk zone, refers to temperatures between 8 and 63 degrees Celsius. This is the range where harmful bacteria multiply rapidly, increasing the risk of food poisoning. Even short periods in this range can put your customers and your business at risk. In this episode, I'll explain how long food can legally remain in the danger zone, what the data shows, and how to keep your business compliant and your customers safe. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is the danger zone when it comes to food? In the UK, food should be kept below 8 degrees or above 63 degrees Celsius to stay out of the danger zone. To stay compliant and reduce risk, you should keep cold food at 8 degrees or below, and hot food at 63 degrees or above. So, how quickly can bacteria multiply once food enters the danger zone? Bacterial growth rates vary, but the trend is clear. The warmer the food, the faster bacteria can multiply. For example, Salmonella, Bacillus cereus and Listeria monocytogenes can double every 2 to 2.5 hours at 15 degrees, 1 hour at 21 degrees, and between 20 and 30 minutes at 37 degrees. Clostridium perfringens follows a different pattern, with slower growth at 15 degrees, but potentially doubling in just 2 hours at 21 degrees and as little as 10 minutes at 37 degrees. At these rates, a single lapse in holding or cooling can lead to millions of bacteria forming in just a few hours. How long can food stay in the danger zone? UK food hygiene rules do allow for some short-term exceptions. Hot food that falls below 63 degrees can be kept out for up to 2 hours, but only once. As for cold food, if it rises above 8 degrees, it can be kept out for up to 4 hours, but again only once. These aren't daily allowances. They're one-time safety margins intended for service or display. Any food not used within this time must be discarded or rapidly returned to a safe temperature. Here's what can happen when temperature control is ignored. In 2024, a deli in Lincolnshire was fined more than £32,000 after environmental health officers discovered multiple food safety breaches. One of the offences included storing ready-to-eat food in a fridge above 8 degrees Celsius, increasing the risk of harmful bacteria such as Listeria monocytogenes. South Kesteven District Council prosecuted the business under the Food Safety and Hygiene Regulations. The case highlights the importance of regularly checking and recording fridge temperatures, especially for ready-to-eat foods. Without active monitoring, problems with storage equipment can go unnoticed and quickly lead to enforcement action. To keep food safe and prevent it from entering the danger zone, food handlers should follow these best food safety practices. Start by using calibrated probes to check and record temperatures. If you're cooling cooked food, make sure it reaches below 5 degrees within 90 minutes. Hot food should be kept above 63 degrees until it's either served or cooled. Try to limit the time any food is left on display. And of course, make sure every member of your team is properly trained and understands temperature control. Training is essential. You can explore the Highfield online training Level 3 food safety course to help manage microbial risks and stay compliant. A quick recap before we wrap up on why this really matters for your business. The danger zone isn't just a theory, it's a measurable risk. Food can become unsafe in under an hour, and everyone involved in food handling has a role to play. Remember, keeping food out of the danger zone protects your customers, your business, and your compliance.